following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Summer is here, which means it's time to tackle those outdoor projects you've been meaning to get to. Now at Lowe's, spruce up your yard with 1.5-gal Ready Refill Spring Blooms for just $9.98. Plus, now when you buy a Troy Built or Husqvarna tractor, you'll get a 10-cubic-foot steel dump cart for free. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through May 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Number 17. That is number 18, and six in a row for Kerry Wood. The Cubs lead it in the middle of the eighth, 1-0. Two runs, one earned. He walked two, and he struck out 10. That's number 19 for Kerry Wood, tying a National League record. 20-year-old Kerry Wood gets Derek Bell for his 20th strikeout, a National League record. He has his first Major League complete game and shutout, and it's a one-hitter over the Houston Astros. They're mobbing Kerry Wood at the mound.
Well, there it is, Cub fans. I don't even know if we can go Cub go it today. It's Kerry Wood. That was one of the great moments. I got to see that, I mean, on TV, but I actually was watching it when that was going on. God, way back when I kind of first started here. Kerry Wood's going to retire from the Cubs. He'd been with the Indians. He just never was. That's the highlight of his career right there, the 20-strikeout performance against the Houston Astros. Should have used that as a trivia question, but it would have been too easy. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On Friday, state track, state tennis, Husker football, baseball. Put a shellacking on Michigan yesterday. Sean Callahan is going to join us from HuskerOnline.com. The Preakness is tomorrow. Tom Cassidy from TVG Network is going to join us. You've been on the phone chatting with our friend Steve Anderson, who is out of the area. And he's still hanging with Bodie Meister. Is that what he told you?
That's his go-to horse. He loved him in the Derby, and he loves him coming back here in the Preakness. So,
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Jeff Dewitt, our producing back there, taking care of all the business behind the scenes. If you'd like to join us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can always email the Dent Popper inbox. You know, we haven't had a whole lot of hail lately, but as strong as this wind is, you don't really want to be walking. I just walked next door and got something to drink yesterday, and I'm just getting pegged by dirt and rocks from the wind. It's beautiful. Kids are out of school for the most part, so it's perfect to go fishing, golfing, a lot of outdoor activities. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
A little more playoff action last night, Doug, in the NBA. One big surprise, I think. Another probably not a surprise at all. Spurs take care of business. Indiana Pacers, though, they dominated the Heat.
In the second half.
They just had the lead and never – I mean, you just expected the Heat to catch up because they're the Heat.
Well, it was 43-43 late first half. Okay, and then they just got thumped. And here's the deal. Again, overreaction. God, I mean, I can't believe if I'm the figurehead at ESPN today, and I love listening to Mike and all that, but they're really suggesting after one game in the playoffs today, and I know they didn't win it last year, they're hurt now, maybe the Heat will trade Dwayne Wade. Are you absolutely out of your cotton-picking mind? If you're going to trade somebody, trade LeBron. You're not trading anybody. This is what you brought him in for. Are you saying it's a failed experiment because you've been injured? Give it a chance. Jordan didn't win his first few years. I just can't believe Kobe didn't win his first. I cannot believe how over the top that is. One, they lost at Indiana yesterday. They expect all these to be sweeps. I mean, like I said, just go to the file cabinet. Go on your computer. Here's the files. What happens if underdog is up 2-1? What happens if underdog is up 3-0? What happens when favorite is up 3-0? Here is the checklist of questions and things you talk about. It's just so old, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, really? Dwayne Wade is the Miami Heat. It was Alonzo Mourning. Now it's Dwayne.
Yeah, okay, so you get those games out of the way, and then you get the one hockey game going. The Kings and the Coyotes. And the Coyotes come out in the second period. They finally get a lead in this series, and you think, well, they're going to get back in this. It's not 3 minutes later. Boom. The Kings go tie it up. Then they get a breakaway. Then I thought down the stretch. And, you're cheering for the underdog because I think playoff hockey is fun to watch. The guy tackles Shane Doan, who's going to get a one-on-none with the goalie, tackles him. They get up. Shane Doan shoves the guy, and then they put them both in the penalty box for roughing?
Well, and what are you going to do about Danny Granger of the Indiana Pacers? Two-hand grabbing LeBron James' jersey and then gets back in his face like LeBron had done something to him. They show the earlier incident when these two guys scrapped up. I mean, it's like poking the bully. It's like Danny Granger's the goon. He's the goon trying to get James thrown out of the game, and something needs to be done. That's incredible. Danny Granger should be suspended. I'm going to say it right now. Game four, gone. I mean, you give guys elbows, and then they retaliate, and then they're the ones that get in trouble. That is a blatant, blatant foul. Even though it wasn't physical, it was blatant, it was thought out, and if you want to be in the face of one of the stars of the game for absolutely no reason, something needs to be done about it.
But that's why they that's why they give them flagrants. That's why you can give them intentionals. That's why you can give them technicals. Call them.
And then the Diamondbacks fan that got thrown out of the Rockies game at Coors Field because he threw a home run ball back because he was the Diamondback fan. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now it's time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Report. Sean Callahan of Husker Online set to join us. It's brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but when you're choosing your pivot system, the choice is simple because the TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself. TNL Irrigation, Sean Callahan with us. Sean, you ever been thrown out of a game, fan or otherwise?
No, I have not. That I'm trying to think. I got one technical foul in basketball in my life, I think, where I said something to a ref when I got tackled on a play and they didn't call a foul, and I just looked at the ref and said, "What was that?" And he just teed me up for that. But I've other than that, I've never been tossed from a game that I can remember.
Do you get into the NBA and NHL action at all this time of year, Sean?
I mean, I'll watch the NBA. You know, the first round I didn't really watch just because there's so many series, it's hard to keep up with them all, and you pretty much knew who was going to win them all. But, yeah, I'll catch them from here to here. But I'll be honest, I find myself still watching a lot more Major League Baseball, which I know I'm probably in the minority. But the Dodgers are like 24-12 right now, so that's been my entertainment at night when I'm at home.
He has been a Dodger fan forever. How'd you get started with that?
Oh, when I was about 10, I think Dale Strawberry was my favorite player when he was with the Mets, and he got traded to the Dodgers, and they just became my favorite team since then.
Did you do the bat waggle when you played? Because I remember I liked Joe Morgan, and I did the elbow thing. I did the elbow thing that Joe Morgan did. Did you do the bat waggle of Strawberry?
No, I don't think I was even good enough to figure it out. I mean, he was the daddy before he got into all the trouble he got into.
I never did a bat. I wore number 16 for Bo Jackson. That was my jersey number.
And you guys bike. God, that whole thing. We talked about that on the show, biking across Bama with Bo. That's pretty cool. Let's get into some football talk here with Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Nebraska, 7 oral commits, 3 out of Ohio. Where do you think we'll start? We'll get your thoughts on Greg Hart. But overall right now, Nebraska getting 3 from Ohio, is that strange? What do you think about the class so far?
Well, I almost think in some ways Texas is not going to be as good to Nebraska being out of the Big 12. And, you know, they're still going to get a couple Texas guys, but getting four, five, six Texas kids every year is almost unrealistic now that you're out of the Big 12. And it almost seems like the power on that has shifted over to Ohio. So you might get your two or three Texas kids, and then you're going to get three or four Ohio guys. And I almost think the connections alone, you know, they have this great selling point to kids. Like, look, yeah, your parents, it might be a 12-hour drive to the home games, but they're going to be, you know, within 3 or 4 hours of all the road games. So they've had a pretty good selling point that, you know, coming to Nebraska, into the Big Ten, you know, it's a great opportunity for Ohio kids. And Vince Marrow, who's the graduate assistant for Nebraska, has been able to go on the road and recruit. And he really has played a big factor in getting all three of these guys, you know, Courtney Love and Greg Hart particularly, you know, Marcus Wilson, he was involved with him too. But John Pacuchis, I think, more led that. But, you know, on this one, particularly Greg Hart, it was all Vince Marrow. And, you know, I think if there's ever a movement on the staff where a guy retires or moves on or takes another job on the offense, it's almost a no-brainer that he'll be promoted into a full-time position.
Sean, it seems like if you go back to Bo Pelini getting hired in Nebraska, the first class was kind of a hodgepodge of who he could assemble on short order. Now there almost seems to be a different plan or different philosophy. Seems very organized going out. Does he pattern that after anybody?
I think it's more on the recruiting coordinator. I think Ross Ells has done a good job managing that aspect of it and the offers and, you know, this Big Red Weekend thing that they're doing in June, where they're going to have like a almost like a official type weekend, but it's unofficial. Kids have to pay their own way. That was Elvis doing, kind of putting that together. And that don't. And then Terry Joseph, he was a recruiting coordinator at Tennessee, and he is extremely aggressive on the road. I mean, he goes out and sees as many guys on the road as any coach on the staff, and that's a real talent to go out on the road and be able to cover as much ground as he can cover. He's about as good as I've seen at Nebraska in a while in doing that.
Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Talk a little Husker recruiting. Sean, Greg Hart at tight ends, the first offensive player out of those seven. Is that a surprise?
Yeah, you know, the tight end position has just been a problem. You know, they have not been able to have success in recruiting tight ends for whatever reason. And, they've had some guys they've been on. I think they had a junior college guy a couple years ago that was actually committed, and then he backed out and never really made it into college anywhere that I know of. So it's just been kind of one of those positions where, for whatever reason, Nebraska just has not been able to have success in landing tight ends. And, you know, I think this is a start in the right direction. You know, they're gonna take maybe three, for sure two, but they could be going for a third if it's a high school quality guy. The guy they really want, though, now is a junior college tight end named Bo Sandland. He's from Pierce Community College in California, 6'6", 250. He's got every major offer in the country, but I think Nebraska is in a good position to at least get an official visit out of him. And you know how that goes. If they can get an official visit and basically offer this guy a starting job on day one, they could have a shot on this kid. And if you watch his film, I mean, he really does look like a Jeremy Shockey-type tight end. I mean, he is a very, very impressive-looking tight end, by far the most impressive-looking tight end, high school or college or junior college right now, available on the market.
The whole tight end talk, did that really start when Belichick came and talked to the team and talked to the coaches?
What do you mean the whole tight end talk?
Well, I mean, you know, just the way New England Patriots utilized both their tight ends and Gonzalez and Gronkowski, and then, you know, they talked about it. I know there's articles wrote about it. When, you know, get both of those guys on the field, utilize the space the best you can. Have they taken all that into consideration to go out and make sure that's an emphasis?
Yeah, I think they've got two really good ones. That's the key right there. I mean, you know, I think you can argue – you know, Reed and Cotton are as good of a tandem, not only in the Big Ten, but maybe in the country that you're going to find. I mean, those two guys are really almost four-year starters, and that's one of the strengths of this team are those two tight ends, and they're going to utilize them. But the problem is after they're gone, there's nobody left on the roster. So it is important that, you know, they get guys for the future after Reed and Cotton. But, yeah, it is one of the strengths. They want to use those guys a lot this year.
We're talking with Sean Callahan of Husker Online. You get a kid in Greg Hart out of Ohio State country. You get a defensive end last week in LaCourture right out of College Station, Texas. Sean, are we getting great kids, or is Ohio State and Texas A&M have a better kid that they're not recruiting these guys, or what's going on with picking a few out of the backyards of other major universities?
Well, Christian Locator from College Station, he was actually a commitment to A&M, and he backed out of his commit to A&M, so he could have stayed home and went to his home school. So that was definitely a recruiting victory. He picked Nebraska over LSU and Michigan. Those were his final three teams. So, that was definitely a win for Nebraska. Courtney Love picked Nebraska over Ohio State. In fact, he was a soft verbal commitment or silent verbal to Ohio State, and they did not want him to visit Nebraska because they knew with the Vince Merrill connection and the friendships he had here that they were going to lose him. And that's what happened with him. Greg Hart, he did not have an Ohio State offer. But I don't know what their tight end situation is. It's kind of a need-based position where you're at with different players and whatnot. And I know Nebraska feels like Greg Hart is definitely one of the top tight ends on their board right now that they're going after.
Sean, a couple of things coming up in June. That first full week is Big Red Summer Camp, and then a couple of weeks later, it's Big Red Weekend. Explain what those are and what we could expect on commitments after those two are over.
Yeah, well, the summer camps, it changed a little bit. You know, when I first started doing this job, the camps were huge in terms of getting kids on campus and getting them to get scholarship offers and commitments. Especially for in-state kids, that was kind of the old-school way of how you did your recruiting in the summer is, you'd get your 7 or 8 kids out of camp. And now it's not like that as much. A lot of times it's the younger kids that show up to your camp, but maybe the freshmen and the sophomores that you can get identification on. But at this point, all the juniors and seniors, you almost know who they all are. There's going to be a couple guys that might emerge, but you're not going to get too many. So I think the camps will be good, but I don't think it's what it was even 5 years ago. The camp was a way different thing, and now all these kids have offers. I mean, Nebraska, we've verified over 150 scholarship offers for juniors right now that will be seniors next year, and there's probably around 50 sophomores they've offered. I mean, that's unbelievable. They've got 200 offers out there right now to a lot of guys around the country, and the process has sped up more than ever before. Now, the Big Red Weekend, what that is, it was just another way to get kids on campus. I talked to Ross Dells about it about a week or two ago, and he said, really, we wanted to find a way to get kids here. We figured out that you get kids here, they're going to commit. And this Big Red Weekend, I think, is a deal where they're going to probably have 7 or 8 offered guys there. It's invitation only, maybe even more. And, if they can get 1 or 2 more commits out of that Big Red Weekend, it's definitely going to do its part. And I think by the end of the summer, they'll be sitting around maybe 11 or 12 commits.
Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, I want to ask you about the in-city Lincoln boy there in Banderas. Is he as good and solid of a Nebraska recruit in-state that we've had in a long time?
Yeah, especially a linebacker, there haven't been a lot of linebackers like him. I mean, people here in Lincoln, I've heard old coaches in Lincoln that have been around compare him to a Bear Root type specimen, a guy that's that athletic. And, he's going to have a chance to win the 110 hurdles here at State. I think he's going in number 2 by 1/100th of a second behind a kid from Bellevue West. But he has a really good shot to win the 110s, maybe the 300s. He's throwing the disc. He didn't qualify in state for disc, but he threw the disc over like 160-something this year, and he's throwing the shot over 50. He is just an explosive, explosive athlete. And, he went down to San Antonio at the U.S. Army All-American Combine and showed out as one of the best linebackers there. He got an invitation to the Rivals 5-Star Challenge, which only the top 100 players in the country. We've invited 100 players, and we pay their expenses to come out to Atlanta in June, and he was invited to go out there to that camp. So he's definitely as decorative a guy as we've seen. Ryan Reeves and Zach Stirrup were high-profile recruits, but they're offensive linemen. Nebraska is a state that always puts out pretty good offensive linemen over history. You just don't see linebackers like like this very often.
Sean, we'll let you get out of here with this. Folks, you can follow along at HuskerOnline.com with all the great things that are going on, not just with football, but following the baseball team and what Tim Miles is starting to do with the basketball program. Michigan already has 18 commits, and right now many people believe that that's number one in the country. Obviously, some of the other schools like Alabama, Texas, when they get things filled in, probably will surpass them. But what is Michigan doing so well?
Well, their location is huge. I mean, they're so close. I mean, if you drew a four-hour circle around Ann Arbor, there are, 40 or 50 four- and five-star guys right there. But that's number one. They've got a location advantage. They've got a new coach and opportunities for playing time and a new system to fit his system. I think those are the biggest things. But the in-state advantages, being so close to a lot of kids, that's the number one thing. But, there's a saying, though, sometimes you don't want to get too many guys too early, but they're definitely getting some good guys. We've seen Texas over the years do this, too, and it didn't always work so well, loading up your class so heavy right now, because then it doesn't give you a lot of room to do much later on. I like to get maybe 10 or 12 and then leave yourself another 10 or 12 spots for the season. That way you can have some wiggle room to maybe find a late guy or two that might have had a good senior year.
Sean, it's first game of the season. Nebraska just has a big day, and they're ahead of Southern Miss 49-3. It's late in the fourth quarter. Who's the backup quarterback that comes into the game?
Well, right now it's Breon Carnes. I don't know about Tommy Armstrong, where he'll factor in when he gets here, but today it would be Breon Carnes.
Oh, we're so concerned about things like that. Sean, I know you're busy. We appreciate the time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have some fun this summer.
I will. I'm actually getting ready to go golf right now. So,
where are we playing today?
Tiburon.
Nice course. Beautiful course. All right, buddy. Keep it in the fairway. Well, at least be able to find it. That's my only rule.
It's a scramble, so I'll be bailed out a lot.
Sean, thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Sean Callahan in Omaha today, playing Lega. Should have got him up here for the John McDonald. Folks, if you want to make that last-minute entry, I'm sure they'll take you to a couple of spots left up at the Kearney Country Club for the Saturday-Sunday scramble. Just give them a buzz up at the clubhouse for their annual John McDonald four-person scramble. And, Daddy, you're talking about how you're grilling tonight. We were talking about that off-air, too. I said, what you got going? Well, grilling tonight, going to do a little neighborhood thing. It's windy out there. You got that under control? Does that affect you at all?
I just stand in front of the grill. It blocks the wind. It's a weird deal, but that's just an advantage I have.
What do you put on the grill there, little fella?
Well, it's always
wrapped shrimp. I know where you can get the bacon and the shrimp. Probably a good old T-bone. What's your steak, which I should know by now?
I'm a ribeye guy.
Yeah, ribeye. And you might get that where?
Troutman's Quality Meats. They have all you need, certified Angus steaks and burgers, bacon. They've got it all. Try out the seafood as well. They're waiting for you. Carrie's behind the counter. Folks, you've got all the fixings you want. Whether you're looking to season that meat up, whether you're looking for barbecue sauce, marinates, rubs, they've got it all at Troutman's Quality Meats. You get the baked beans, the potato salad to go with it. It's fresh out of the smokehouse. Always, always have sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. Carrie does it. Troutman's Quality Meat. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Get there today. Folks, Memorial Day weekend comes. You need to get there early because you just run low on stuff. The demand is there. They go through a lot of meat. They get it out for you. Father's Day is coming up. A lot of things. But Memorial Day really the start to most people's summer. I mean, you kind of kids get out of school. You're trying to catch your breath. But it's time to start grilling for summer, and Troutman's is waiting for you. Check them out across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
I sold suits, men's suits, for 19 years. The moment I could access the retirement plan, I just became firm about it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
This is Mujahid Abdul Rashid on his first day of retirement.
I've been working since I was about 16. And now I get the chance to spend more time with my wife and my kids. It gives me a reason to be here. It's my world. That's my world.
This is day one, the first of over 6,000 days most of us will enjoy in retirement. At Prudential, we create retirement solutions and partner with financial professionals everywhere to make sure you're ready for every one of them. Prudential. Bring your challenges. Contact your financial professional today to learn more. Prudential Financial Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.
Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's four-day super summer sale going on now through Sunday, where prices are slashed on ATVs, motorcycles, riding gear, and more. During the sale, Kearney Yamaha will be giving away a $250 gift card with every new and pre-owned motorcycle sold. There'll be rebates up to $800 on select models of ATVs, up to 15% off on all leathers, helmets, and luggage, 25% off on eyewear, and in-stock sprayers, 15% off. But you gotta hurry in. This sale won't last forever. It's the super summer sale going on now through Sunday at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio. Now that Chris Bosh is out indefinitely, the Miami Heat look to LeBron and D-Wade more than ever.
James splitting defenders, driving the lane, laying it in, and drawing the foul.
Can the Indiana Pacers take advantage and make a run to the conference finals?
It's the Pacers and Heat, Game 4, Sunday afternoon at 2:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with a high in the low 90s as south winds gust around 20 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 79.
I'll buy you lunch if you tell me who this is.
Oh, it's Buddy Guy on the guitar. And
I can't ever be totally honest because Jeff behind me might give you the answer and I wouldn't be able to see. So, little Dave Brubeck, the Wine and Jazz Festival in Kearney this weekend under the big tent at Mona.
They did a great job securing awesome. That tent because, like yesterday, you know, when that tent's up in that wind. Jeez, what a miserable day yesterday. I mean, that wind was howling.
Well, I know they're going to have a little fun there. So enjoy your jazz, enjoy your wine, and enjoy your weekend, everyone. Folks, they've put together the Teammates Mentoring Program. We all know about Teammates, and we were talking about golf. Thursday at the Midland Country Club, it's the Teammates Golf Classic. Another four-person scramble gets underway at 10 in the morning. It's $50 a person, $200 per team. They still have room for a handful of teams. Get your golf cart, your meal, your T-shirt, and all the proceeds, of course, go to the Teammates Program. And to get entered, you can contact the Minden Country Club or contact Lisa at 830-2121, 830-2121, and they'll get you signed up for the Teammates four-person scramble next Thursday at the Minden Country Club. Love to have you be a part of that. Daddy, this has been a big deal. Jeff printed it out for me. They've been showing the highest-paid coaches in major sports, and Bill Belichick is number one.
Oh, really?
$7.5 million.
I was going to go with Washington.
Shanahan, no. Yeah,
I mean, I was going to go because of Daniel Snyder.
He's $7 million. Jeff Fisher, just hired by the Rams, $7 million. Pete Carroll, Seattle, $7 million. Who is the highest paid non-NFL coach?
I got to have sport, probably.
I'll tell you right now that his team is still competing.
Well, it wouldn't be the Lakers with the Davis now. No, it wouldn't be. Not the Heat, no. Maybe the Spurs. Yeah, Spurs.
Greg Popovich is not, but he's second. He's second. He gets $6 million, but Doc Rivers of the Boston Celtics gets $7 million. So, and the highest paid baseball manager, he's not even on here. It's all football. It's all football and a couple of basketball players. Speaking of baseball, Huskers big win last night, 15-2, guarantees them a spot in the Big Ten tournament, but they still need some help. They're still a game back of a Penn State and Indiana, and they need to keep winning. They've got a chance to get into that second spot. You really want to be in the two or three. Yeah, second sounds better than third, but if they can find a way to get in that three hole, that's going to be a better deal. That they stay away from Purdue that way, and I think have a really legitimate shot at making some noise in the Big Ten tournament. Again, can they be getting hot? I went back. So they had a bad day against Indiana. They split that, and everybody's talking about how good this baseball team's been playing. Right now, they've won four in a row. I don't care that it was 13-2 against Wichita State on Tuesday night.
No, but going into this weekend, the way the standings are set up, you're looking at Michigan State, Nebraska in a 4-5 matchup. I mean, it doesn't really matter who's 4 and who's 5. That's the team you're playing. Rich Maloney telling us Michigan State's a team with the highest RPI, you probably want to stay away. I mean, if you're looking at it on paper, you want to stay away from them. So we'll see what all the games wrap up on Saturday. So you know Saturday night what day they play. If they're the 3-6 matchup, that's an 11 o'clock go time on Wednesday. If they're the 4-5 matchup, it follows that at 2:30.
And 1 and 2 get a bye.
1 and 2 wait till Thursday.
So there's another advantage. You know, maybe you get Kubot on there on a bye, who has been pitching very, very well for a freshman. And unfortunately, when we talked with Coach Maloney yesterday, their freshman, Ogden, not able to get the job done. It was a very convincing win for Nebraska yesterday. The 20 hits is the most anybody has had in the conference in a game this year. 15 runs, the best they've had in a Big Ten opener all year. Kubot, third straight win in conference play. 6 innings, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits and a walk, struck out 6. Rich Sanguinetti tied a career high with 4 RBIs and had a career high 4 hits. The teams play again today with junior Ryan Hander on the mound for the Huskers. Daddy, ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Yeah, Ryan Hander, he's 2-0, and he's going to take on Brandon Sinnery, who I believe is probably the number one guy for Michigan. So 5:05, and it's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Tennis results starting to roll in a little bit. We can tell you that the Kearney's number two doubles team of Leah Limbaugh and Stephanie Shields were defeated 7-6, 6-3, and will play for third place. We can also tell you that Renette Stridham of Holdridge was swept out in straight sets, and she'll be playing for third. The rest of the area athletes that are playing in the semifinals, those matches still going on or just winding down. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do, we're having a little fun. Let's make somebody a winner here. From time to time, Big Daddy's Deli likes to give out a combo meal, a large combo meal. Have you tried the half pounder yet up there?
No, I have not.
I couldn't even think about that. Like a week worth of food.
But it's excellent, though. I've never had something bad from there.
I mean, they bring out mini shovels to fix those sandwiches. It's incredible. Two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd and 610 East South. See Mike and the gang at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Enjoy one of the bazillion sandwiches that they have. Deals every day. You can get a little soup. You can get a little fruit cup. You can get cookies. There's so many more things going on. Here's the question. We just said that there is no Major League Baseball manager in the top 10 highest paid. Let's just make it simple. Who is the highest paid manager in baseball? A 10-year, $50 million contract averaging $5 million per year. Who is the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you haven't won anything this week, you're eligible. And first correct caller gets a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, who is the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. We're back to talk a little Preakness after this.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Summer is here, which means it's time to tackle those outdoor projects you've been meaning to get to. Now at Lowe's, spruce up your yard with 1.5-gal Ready Refill Spring Blooms for just $9.98. Plus, now when you buy a Troy Built or Husqvarna tractor, you'll get a 10-cubic-foot steel dump cart for free. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through May 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with a high in the low 90s as south winds gust around 20 to 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 79.
Bad news from the state track meet. Brandon Benson of Axtell false starts in the 100 prelims, expected to medal. That's the worst. That is the worst thing. You can be working away, and you hear that second gun go off at the state track meet. Everybody's head pops up. The binoculars pop out, and you just hope it's somebody walking out of lane 1 or 8 going, my only chance is to get out of the blocks. And when you see somebody in those middle three lanes, you just go, oh, God, who was it?
Do you like and agree with the state track about they give an all-class goal, but they don't run against one another? Or is that no big deal?
I don't care that they hand me the results. Because the Omaha World Herald is the only one that cares. Stu Pospisil cares. And he'll tell you that. I get it. That's fine. There should be a recommendation. Or some documentation, I guess is the word I'm looking for, of who the fastest was. But, you know, it is pretty cool, the all-class gold medal.
No, I think it's really cool.
But if you had Mo and Davis running right next to Kalen Brannigan, maybe something different would happen. I don't know. But when the finals, that's the only race you got to run all year. You're pretty focused, and there's no reason to be cruising across the finish line. So I think most all of that is fair. The only thing that's not fair is if in some of the field events, like the long jump, triple jump, pole vault, say today it's real windy, mm-hmm. and you have to go today, tomorrow, I mean, they run two sets today and two sets tomorrow, and say you got to go tomorrow, and it's calm. Well, you could really pop one there. State track reports all weekend long, every hour, right here on ESPN. Mike Will is at Burke Stadium, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Chris from Lawrence is our winner of the Big Daddy's Deli Combo Meal. He knew that the highest paid manager in all of Major League Baseball is Mike Socia with the Angels, $5 million a year.
Where'd Girardi chime in at?
I didn't look that far down.
Well, Bobby Valentine was guest a couple times before we got Socia. Obviously, you go Red Sox and Yankees because you look in their payroll. Mike Socia, obviously a successful team. They're able to get Pujols away.
Couple minutes here. Tom Cassidy is going to join us to talk about the Preakness. We'll make our picks at the end of the show. Daddy, I commented to you that, and we'll see what Tom thinks, just 11 horses in this field, and I think that's a good field. But 14, is that too much to ask? I mean, you can go watch a simulcast or go to any of the major tracks, and when they have some big races, I mean, this is the biggest race at Pimlico all year. How do you not get 14 in there? Well, only 11.
Because you've got to have a chance to win the race for somebody to put up the 10 grand and then another 10 grand to start.
You think? You really think that?
If you have no chance, plus you got to have some earnings behind you. And, you know, I just think there's not a lot of horses. There's other races that they can take a shot and win for $200,000 that are grade threes or something of that matter that aren't close to $1 million. I mean, let's be honest. There's only about eight races. Forget the Breeders' Cup races. I think, and Steven Anderson and I were talking about this morning. He ranks Kentucky Derby won, Breeders' Cup number two, the classic, and then the Preakness tied with the rest of the Breeders' Cup races, kind of in a draw. That's how big. I mean, obviously, it's the biggest race at Pimlico. They roll out the carpet, and everybody.
Where do you put the Belmont?
Everybody gets their Precon. Well, the Belmont
with the Jägermeister,
yes,
infield, yeah.
But
I think the Belmont's bigger than the Preakness.
No way.
I think so. Yeah.
No, there's no hype. I mean, if some another horse wins this, okay, the Belmont's.
Hold on. How much hype has there actually been about this race? I mean, actually, how much are you hearing? How much are you watching? Even they talk about it. Jim Rome's going to talk about it. Now, today it's the smack-off, folks, so you won't hear much about it. But Rome, even there, I'm just saying, when you get to the Belmont, if you do have a horse that has won the first two legs, it's blown up.
Yes, but there's peaks and valleys with that. And we had two or three, four years in
plus
a row.
I had the winner last year in the Belmont.
I think this race is bigger than the Belmont because you've got to get through this race to get to the Belmont to make the Belmont big.
Well, we agree to disagree. And yesterday's poll question up on the ESPN Superstation.com website that gets you points in the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Will I Have Another win the Preakness? 80% of you said no. 20% said yes. The weekend question, which athlete is more scrutinized, LeBron James, Tiger Woods? We talked about this earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show briefly. Daddy, I believe Tiger Woods is more scrutinized than LeBron James.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right on that. And you explained your reasons, and I think it's probably a shame to win 14 majors and have everybody jump on you, every little thing you do, where LeBron, like you said, never won anything.
Tomorrow we will be watching more horse racing as we love to do here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and it is time for the Preakness. Will we get 3 weeks of build-up with All Have Another to a possible Triple Crown? Will Bodie Meister be able to finish the deal, or will one of these long shots come through and stir things up? And Tom Cassidy of the TVG Network joins us on this morning's Doug and Daddy Show to talk about those possibilities. Tom, good morning.
Morning, guys. Great to talk to you. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great. We always love horse racing. And just before we talk to you, off air, Daddy and I were discussing how big the Preakness race is now in the grand scheme of things in horse racing. The Belmont, if you've got somebody going for the Triple Crown, I think automatically makes it bigger. You don't have the field in the Preakness, but there are at least quite a few horses that were in the Kentucky Derby. Outside of giving us a chance, it's always going to give us a chance to have a Triple Crown winner. What is the status of the Preakness in your mind right now?
Well, you know, it looks like Bodie Meister is the horse to beat. He's 8-5 on the morning line, coming off of that big effort in the Kentucky Derby. And let's face it, that was an amazing effort by him. But we can't take anything away from I'll Have Another. You know, to finish the job and win the Kentucky Derby is a great accomplishment in its own. And I think a lot of people are quick to forget how good of a racehorse I'll Have Another is. Ever since he's been stretched out around two turns, he's perfect. He's 3-for-3. This is a horse who loves routing. He loves competition, and he's got a great rider on his back, Mario Gutierrez, a great trainer, and Doug O'Neill as well. I think I'll Have Another as a legit chance to win the second jewel of the Triple Crown.
Tom, I said yesterday on the show, if no one goes out with Bodie Meister, he can do this deal wire to wire. Who's the 30-1, 40-1 shot at post time that's going to go out there and drag him down a little bit and take a little wind out of his sails?
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody is quick enough early on to really run with Bodie Meister. Teeth of the Dog showed a new element last time out, kind of rating off the pace in the Grade 1 Wood Memorial over at Aqueduct. He's 15-1 on the line. He's probably going to end up going off 20-1 or so. He finished third behind Gemologist, who took a lot of play in the Derby, and behind Alpha. And two back, he was a wire-to-wire maiden winner over at Gulfstream. So he may try to go to the lead. I just don't know if this horse is quick enough early on to go with Bodie Meister. If you're going to run with him, you're going to have to go 22, 45, and change maybe 46 flat for that opening half. I'm not sure if any of these horses here are really up to it.
Tom, when I'm looking at this race, I look at all the ones on the front page, 1 through 4, and I look, you know, when they're running maiden special weights for 67,000, yeah, they're right up there. When they're running allowance races for 50, 75,000, they're right up there. But when you step them up in competition, they don't fit. None of the first four fit. I don't even think Daddy Knows Best fit. And then the whole Optimizer and Cosetti, I don't think they fit. There's only four horses that can win this, aren't there?
I agree with you for the most part there. I don't think the outside two, Optimizer and Cosetti, have a chance. If I was going to give a long shot a push in the race, it would be Teeth of the Dog. A good third behind Jamal just last out. That was not only his graded stakes debut, it was his first start against winners. He was coming off of about a two-month layoff, going a mile and an eighth. He only has to go another 16th tomorrow. Now, he was a good third that day, beating 3.25 lengths behind Jamal just an alpha. And I was high on Jamal just going into the Derby. We didn't fire. We know he came out with a sort of an injury there. So I think Teeth of the Dog has the best long shot chance of winning. And I stress the word long shot because the horse I like in the race is Went the Day Well, the way he finished up in the Derby. But I do agree with you for the most part. I would say between, if you're going to narrow it down to four horses, it would have to be the four or four other horses coming out of the Derby. Went the Day Well, Creative Cause, Bodie Meister, and I'll have another. But I'll be trying to get Teeth of the Dog into the bottom of the superfectas and stuff like that come race time.
Tom Cassidy of the TVG Network, he's stealing some of my thunder. We haven't made our picks yet, and I'm loving everything you're telling me so far, Tom. I agree with Daddy that some of these, and somebody always messes it up, one of these 30-1s finds a way to get in there. But I'm looking at the six horses that ran in the Derby. I love Went the Day Well. Outside, I mean, let's talk about the other four, because we know Bodie Meister and I'll have another 1-2 had clean races. Did any of the other four encounter a problem in that 20-horse field that makes you say they just were in the wrong spot and they're going to have a much better race here on Saturday?
Well, you know, I have to admit, I was really not a huge fan of Daddy Knows Best going into the Derby. He did have a tough trip early on. He got kind of closed off. He had to steady up on the heels of another horse. I believe it was Trinningberg coming past the wire for the first time. I really don't think he fits with this group, though. I think he is a colt that may just be a notch below the rest of the field here. Optimizer also comes out of the Derby, and let's face it, in the last two starts, he has not been a factor at all. Even if you say he had a tough trip last time out, I think he's also a notch below the rest of this group as well. I think, you know, the other two that come out of this race, I'm not going to be using on any of my wagers.
Tom, one of Gino's buddies, James, that goes out to Del Mar every summer, loves Creative Cause. He loved him in the Derby. He's coming right back with him. Your thoughts on Creative Cause?
You know, I can't knock anybody that picks Creative Cause. He ran much better than I was expecting going into the Derby last out. And, you know, the whole thing with the equipment change and working him in blinkers and cheater cups and all that kind of stuff, kind of messing around with the equipment to try to get this colt's mind on the game and on his job, what he's supposed to do. And let's face it, he was a great second behind I'll Have Another two starts back in the Santa Anita Derby across town from here. So he does have a chance in this field. I'm not going to say no chance here, leave him off your tickets, because he was just a nose behind I'll Have Another. And let's look at who he beat three starts back in the Grade 2 San Felipe, Bodie Meister. So Creative Cause has raced well against the horses that are going to be taking most of the play come race time. And he has an upset chance here. He's probably going to be your third choice, maybe fourth choice in here. So if you're looking for a price with him, you're probably going to get close to what you got in the Kentucky Derby, maybe 9 or 10 to 1.
We're talking with Tom Cassidy of the TVG Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had the great opportunity to have Doug O'Neill on the program last week after the big win. Then he's got some off-track issues with training style, and I think the term is milkshaking. And I asked him a little bit about, does that distract the biggest week of your entire life? You're trying to get a Triple Crown winner here. Your thoughts on off-the-track issues and Doug O'Neill?
Well, you know, Doug O'Neill, he's a great horseman. You don't get a horse to the Kentucky Derby and let alone win the Kentucky Derby if you're not a terrific horseman. And I tell you, he's a great guy as well. I was lucky enough to get to shake his hand over here at Betfair Hollywood Park a few days before he went to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, with all those other things, it still takes a great horseman to be able to get a horse to win a Grade 1, let alone the Kentucky Derby. And this is a horse who has won two in a row now. And I tell you, I wish Doug O'Neill the best, because he's a nice guy, fun guy to talk to, and he is truly a great horseman. And I hope to see I'll Have Another move on to the third jewel with the chance to be the first Triple Crown winner in quite some time.
Yeah, he was great, and I know a lot of folks in our area are going to be rooting for him. You go to the Kentucky Derby, you have to watch all 20 horses. Now it's just this horse, I'll Have Another. How much different is it for the entire staff when you're the horse? You're the only horse now that has a chance. What's this last week like for these guys? Just trainer, jockey, the whole thing.
Well, you know, I would like to say that there's not any, there isn't any added pressure, but we both know that there is pressure. But I tell you, this kid, Mario Gutierrez. He seems like he really has his mind on business. He's very focused. He's riding lights out. And that was his first mount in the Kentucky Derby. He's a young rider, and he was so calm and cool throughout the entire trip. And even after the race, he just seems like a kid who's really appreciating everything that's coming his way. And he seems like he's very, very focused. And like I said, Doug O'Neill is a tremendous horseman. And for the owners here as well, Redham Racing LLC, these guys have been around the game for so long. They know that there is pressure with each and every race, whether it's a $4,000 claimer or if you're trying to win the Triple Crown. I don't think they're going to look at this race as anything differently. I believe Doug O'Neill is just going to gallop the horse up to the race because, let's be honest, he's coming off of a great effort, a very sharp effort. I don't know if you can get him any more fit than he was in the Derby. I think they just look at this as in the best way possible to keep themselves relaxed. It's another race. There is added pressure. They know it. And Mario Gutierrez seems to know it as well. But like I said, he has his mind on business, and he's riding lights out right now. He's a tremendous rider with a lot of talent, and he doesn't seem to get nervous, which certainly helps in these kind of races.
Tom, do you make anything on what Bob Baffert said earlier in the week about Rick Dutroux, and he's appealing a 10-year suspension, kind of following up on Doug's question, and then Chip Woolley, who last year had to go to the bathroom real bad and peed on the slot machine, allegedly, at a track in Iowa. Do you make anything when Bob Baffert says he's disappointed with some of his peers' behavior? Is that a big deal? Do people take note of that are other trainers?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and I can't speak for other trainers, to be honest about that. But, you know, whatever comes out in the papers about, you know what trainers have done, you know, off the track or on the track, you know, it's one of those things as a handicapper you can't take into account. You just have to look at a horse and try to adjust what you think possibility-wise and all that without letting other stuff get into your head. You know what I mean? When you're handicapping, if you let too much outside, too much news from outside of the game really jump in, it kind of can make selections that you normally wouldn't make.
Tom Cassidy, been great to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from the TVG Network, TVG.com. You can watch them, you can wager with them. And so let's get to the final question, Tom. We've talked about it, you've broke it down. Who do you like tomorrow?
Well, you know, my heart wants to go with I'll Have Another, and I certainly think he does have a great chance to win. But at the same time, my pockets want to get a good price here. So I'm going to go with Went the Day Well to try to pull off the upset. But I will be coming back with what we like to call some saber exactas with I'll Have Another on top of Went the Day Well.
Fair enough, Tom. You got a big pick six going on at Belmont today. You got any singles there? Are you confident in one or two? Can you give our listeners a single or two?
I tell you, this is a very, very tough sequence today at Belmont, but when I'm playing the pick six, I want to look for a single that can be what we like to call a separator, a horse that can get me away from the rest of the players if this horse is able to jump up and win. And, you know, it's so tough to find right now. I mean, I've been looking at it all night, all morning, and I'm still trying to find that separator. So you have to tune to pick six central on TVG, and we'll get that out there to you.
Fair enough. Tom Cassidy from the TVG Network. Tom, thanks so much for the time. We'll do it again real soon.
Sounds good, guys. Best of luck in all your wagers tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Cassidy, TVG Network, TVG.com. All right, Daddy, time for your selections. Who do you like? All of our guests, by the way, taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper. It's Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And on a warm weekend like this, try out one of their real fruit smoothies. Two locations, Carney, also North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. There's always, as you call them, a pig. There's always a pig that comes in and screws up your trifecta or possibly your superfecta, which there's a lot more fun when there's 20 horses in the field than when there are 11. But still, these favorites seem to be really, really good favorites.
Yeah, I think there's horses that really fit in here and some that you can throw out. But like you said, one of these horses will be juiced up to run. And when I say juiced up, I don't mean with milkshaking or whatever. I mean, the adrenaline will be running through them. And some of them handle this environment better than others. You don't know which one's going to handle it. I think I'm going to take one of the horses from the Derby. I'm going to go with James, and I will take Creative Cause, the six horse. Because for one thing, I'm looking to get a little bit better price than Bodie Meister. I don't want a one-to-one horse. I don't want an even money horse in the Preakness. I'm going to put him, and then I'm going to put Went the Day Well along with Bodie Meister, and I'll have another in that second grouping. And then you're going to have some more horses, and then you better hit that all button if you're going to hit that superfecta.
Well, I just think it's very interesting that all of the favorites are going to break from the middle. All of the favorites in this race are between the 5 and the 9 post. And so somebody is going to get not where they want to be. Somebody's going to get bumped. Somebody's going to get in the wrong
Union
spot.
Ragged, if you will, at the start.
Somebody's going to have a trouble. It could be I'll Have Another, who came out of that 19 hole and was able to get things done in the Kentucky Derby. Before Tom was even on, I kind of thought Teeth of the Dog would be a horse that if it's going to get in there. And again, you got Teeth of the Dog and Daddy Knows Best, and then you've got three 30-to-1s. And Zetterholm is a 20-to-1, and as you said, the last race that Zetterholm ran in paid as much as the Bosselman did, $75,000. So what do you do? And I really like Went the Day Well. I think Went the Day Well can win it, but I'm going to go with Bodie Meister to win it. You know, there's only one winner, and whatever he pays, he pays. And I'm going to take Bodie Meister to win it, and then I'm going to back that up with Went the Day Well, the 7-5. I just don't have that feeling about I'll Have Another, and that's the problem here. Either I'll Have Another is going to win this thing, or he doesn't hit the board. It's kind of hard to say I'll Have Another is going to finish third, because how's it going to finish third? If it gets in some trouble, it's not going to have the effort to get there at the end. And if it doesn't get in any trouble, it can definitely win this. But I'm going to take Teeth of the Dog to come in third. So 7-5-2. I don't like Creative Cause, so that ought to make you feel pretty good.
I do feel good, and Bodie Meister was one of those I'm looking at going, yeah, he could walk away with a thing, nobody goes out for him, or everything could go by him in the final corner, and he could be shut out of as well. So we'll see what happens in the Preakness, and we'll have our Preak on, there's no doubt about it.
Bob Baffert, trainer, Mike Smith, great jockey on board. One other thing I wanted to point out, Daddy, if you are looking at something a little bit different here, Daddy Knows Best has a different jockey. Gomez rode him in the Kentucky Derby because Julien Leperoux had a different ride. And Leperoux rode Daddy Knows Best into the Kentucky Derby. He was the one. That's his jockey. Gomez riding him for the first time ever and couldn't get it done. Daddy Knows Best would probably be my long shot in this race. If you were throwing in a four-horse box or going to do some crazy things with the number of people where you put a little bit more in the pot, I think there's something to be said for getting the right jockey back on the horse. So don't be surprised if Daddy Knows Best gets a little bit of a check tomorrow.
Oh, he'll get a check. He'll probably get the 3% they get for six or whatever.
We'll take a break, wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free 10-pound bag of Ortho Bug Be Gone Max Granules when you buy a 1.33-gallon Ortho Home Defense with wand. Use them together to turn your home and your yard into a bug-free zone. Get more out of your summer and your summer dollars. Ortho Home Defense Max. Buy it and get Ortho Bug Be Gone Max free. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Imagine a whole street lined with truck after truck after truck. Crew cabs, extended and regular cabs, equipped just the way you like them. Call it Silverado Avenue and come see it at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Kearney. There's over 60 to choose from, and the savings are staggering. Take over $10,000 off select models with your 99 or newer trade-in. If your sights are set on a summer vacation, there's no better family-friendly vehicles than the Chevrolet Traverse or Buick Enclave. Seating up to 8 and savings up to $5,000 makes this a Best Buy. 42, that's the number. Up to 42 miles per gallon. With the new Chevrolet Cruze Eco, you'll be proudly passing gas stations left and right. Think you can't afford new? Then you haven't priced the 40-mile-per-gallon fuel-efficient Sonic. With the industry-leading 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, you can't go wrong. Park one in your driveway for under $16,000. See it and save at the home of the hassle-free deal. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you shop our Kearney and Hastings GNC stores, the GNC gold card saves you 20% off every day. Not every now and then. It happens here. Not on the internet, not any other GNC stores, only Kearney and Hastings. This is Bo Huffman. We do this because you should feel and look good every day, not just a week a month. Set your goals and we'll be right by your side helping you to achieve them. It's a commitment from my staff and myself to help everyone live long, happy, healthy lives. Shop your local GNCs in the Hilltop Mall Kearney and the Hastings GNC in the Osborne Plaza just north of Walmart. Live well.
On Saturday, May 19th, Kentucky Derby hero I'll Have Another storms into Baltimore, seeking the middle jewel of racing's Triple Crown.
I'll Have Another takes the lead in the Derby and up the line. I'll Have Another wins the Derby.
Join HRRN's Eclipse award-winning broadcast team live from Pimlico Racecourse for exclusive coverage of the 137th Preakness Stakes. Saturday, May 19th at 4 p.m. exclusively on HRRN
and on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy's show, Colin Ray in concert tomorrow night in Kearney. Doing a little benefit out at the fairgrounds Saturday night at 6:30. Hope it's fun. Folks, we need to get out of here, and we want to thank our guests for being on the show today. Tom Cassidy from the TVG Network. I got Bodie Meister.
I've got Creative Cause.
There you go. And he took the five horse, went the day well. So that's coming up tomorrow. And you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio coverage at 4, post time at 5:18. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com as well for joining us today. Coming up on Monday, Big Ten Tournament Baseball. We'll be talking state golf as that gets underway. Recapping, hopefully, some champions. Omaha World Herald had the Kearney and St. Cecilia boys projected to win. And there's some good girls races as well going on in there. Holdridge and Lexington atop Class B. State tennis results, all that and more. Have a great weekend, everyone. Daddy, enjoy it. Don't get blown away.
Yeah, be safe, people. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday right here as we lead up to Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps a little Indy 500 talk as well. We're looking for the great American spectacle, all of racing at the Brickyard. We're looking forward to that. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jeff, you have a good weekend. I want everybody to have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Daddy. Thanks for that.
We're grilling out. Troutman's is waiting for you. All the burgers, all the steaks. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front across from Bob's Superstore. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.